giving you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. I want to start today by reading a passage out of a book. This is from a devotion called Pure Praise. And we're going through it with the youth worship team. And the week that we read it with the youth worship team, earlier that week, a friend of mine had mentioned this person in history named Brother Lawrence. It wasn't a name I was familiar with. And then I read this quote, and it stuck out. This is from Pure Praise, week 4. Have you ever wondered how it would feel to be another person? I wondered that recently while reading a biography of Brother Lawrence. He wasn't rich or famous or glamorous. He was just a simple cook. But he had something incredibly rare. This is how he described his day-to-day life. This is what being in his holy presence is like. My day-to-day life consists of giving God my simple, loving attention. If I'm distracted, he calls me back in tones that are supernaturally beautiful. My prayers consist of a simple continuation of this same exercise. Sometimes I imagine that I'm a piece of stone waiting for the sculptor. When I give myself to God this way, he begins sculpting my soul into the perfect image of his beloved Son. At other times, I feel my whole mind and heart being raised up into God's presence, as if, without effort, they had always belonged there. Brother Lawrence understood the practice of the presence of God. His biographer said this of him, his soul was resting in God, having lost its awareness of everything but love of him. Because of this, his life was full of continual joy. Does it sound unattainable? Does it sound too good to be true? Do I think that this is supposed to be the experience of every believer all the time, to be constantly living in this state of spiritual joy and awareness of God's presence? I don't know. But I will say this, that practicing the presence of God is something that we could all do a better job of. I read another book on worship that said that one of the first and most important ways that we can worship God is just by being aware of his presence in our day-to-day lives. Is this a biblical idea? Well, most certainly. And there are many passages we could read, but I'm going to read three verses from the very end of 1 Thessalonians. This is 1 Thessalonians 5, 16, 17, and 18. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. All of these are superlatives. We're rejoicing always. We're praying without ceasing. We're giving thanks in all circumstances. So the Christian should exhibit the practice of rejoicing, of praying and giving thanks wherever we find them, in whatever circumstance God brings their way. Now, this starts with just remembering that in whatever circumstance we find ourselves right now, listening to this podcast or me delivering this podcast, God is here. God is aware. God is working. God is loving me and you with his steadfast love. And even as I say that, my heart jumps a little bit in wonder and worship that the God of heaven in this very moment is aware of me, is at work in my life, is dwelling within me through his Holy Spirit. Now, when I just take a moment out of my day to remember that fact, maybe I can in a moment pray. Or as circumstances arrive and I am reminded that God is with me, I can say, God, what do you want me to do in this circumstance? When he brings good things my way, when he brings difficult things my way, all of these are opportunities to remember his presence with me, and his power that is at work through me. If we believe like James that everything good in our life comes from above, and we believe like the Apostle Paul that our weakness provides an opportunity for God's strength to flow through us, then in every circumstance we find ourselves, why don't we practice the presence of God and see if we don't recognize these areas that God is already at work and give him an opportunity to do even more in and through us, resulting in joy, in increased prayer, and in giving thanks in all circumstances. So God, help us, like these verses say, like Brother Lawrence taught about, to practice your presence in our lives more and more each day. Lord, bring this to our remembrance Help us to be meditating on the things from your word that we have read, on the areas in our lives where we remember you working, and in whatever circumstance we find ourselves in, waiting in line at Walmart, commuting to and from work, having an argument with a friend, that you are at work even there. And may we rejoice and give thanks for who you are in our lives. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us in another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.